This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. As we heard from Ellen Goodman, it is always too soon to talk about death until it is too late. For those who lose a close friend or family member who has not made their funeral wishes clear, the rapid legal and practical decisions to be made can be overwhelming when compounded by grief. To better understand the steps and choices immediately following unexpected loss, producer Taylor Quimby spoke with Lee Webster, the director of the New Hampshire Funeral Resources Education and Advocacy Group and vice president of the National Home Funeral Alliance.
The first thing that happens during an unanticipated death is that the authorities have to be called. And at that point, some officer of the law, whether that's the local policeman, sheriff, and so on, they'll contact the medical examiner, and there's a very set process that is followed there. The thing that most people don't know is that once that process is complete, the body will then be released back to the family, and the family is then in charge of custody and control.
Now, in your experience, I know that this would depend on the situation, but is it better to have families collaborate on funeral arrangements, or do you think it works best when somebody sort of takes charge?
I think that that's kind of an organic process that occurs in all families, and not all families get along, not all families agree,
right.
But eventually things get resolved. I think that the hardest thing is that people come in with preconceived notions of what has to happen. There are a lot of myths around funeral that people believe, you know, for instance, that embalming is necessary, and it's never necessary, and you know, things like that. So if you can educate people better to what they need to know, and what their responsibilities really are, it opens the door to better discussions with families, and it creates a stronger family unit.
So a body gets released back to a family to take care of. What are some of those big mm-hmm. choices that are going to come up, you know, more or less immediately at that point?
First of all, that was an unanticipated death. Mm-hmm. In anticipated deaths through hospice and so on, being under a doctor's care, it comes back to the same place. You still have to contact an authority, being the hospice nurse or the doctor in charge, so that they pronounce. And once all of that is taken care of, you're in the same place. And that is essentially that the next of kin has custody and control. And at that point, it's up to them to decide what's going to happen next. Will they keep the body home? Will they, take care of this body by themselves, preparing the body, filing the paperwork? Or will they designate someone else, which could be anyone else? This is their second option. They could designate anyone else to handle all those arrangements for you. Or the third option, which is the one people tend to jump to first, is to relinquish their responsibility and designate a funeral director to handle all of that. And at that point, the decisions start with caskets and final disposition options and so on.
What I hear from you is that a lot of people probably give up that responsibility to a funeral director because they're not mm-hmm. necessarily sure what to do in that situation. So who else might somebody be able to turn to, or what other resources are there for people to figure out how to do it their own way if that's the path they want to choose?
Right. Well, first of all, we've never given up the right to take care of our own dead. What we've done, unfortunately, is forgotten how to do it. There are still cultures around that do this here in the United States and Canada, so it's not a long-gone thing. So you might find someone in your community who has experience with home funeral. The other thing you can do is contact a funeral guide, a home funeral guide, who can help walk you through it either in person or can do it over the phone. I've even Skyped some people so that I could explain to them and teach them how to do what needed to be done at any time. The other thing to not forget is that the funeral directors themselves are your partner in this. We promote blended funerals as well, where the family is allowed to keep the body home with them for a couple of days until it's time for them to be able to be cremated, or there's a 48-hour mandatory waiting period for that, or having them buried. And there may be parts of that they don't want to do themselves, like filing the paperwork. Mm. And it's perfectly fine to contact a funeral director. They have direct access that none of the rest of us have. And every funeral director I've ever spoken to has said, no problem, keep them home as long as you want. Just call me when you need me. So there are a lot of things that go into that final decision about how much responsibility a family wants to retain. But they need to be aware that they're giving it up. That's the choice they don't know that they're making.
Given that this can be such an emotional time for people, do you have any practical mm-hmm. advice about how to make those decisions? I don't know how to put it, but you know, how to make those decisions yes. and feel good about them afterwards.
Yeah, I think the most important thing people can do is slow down. There's a real fear among people because of this disconnect that we have because we've been outsourcing our dead for so long. We're afraid to have a dead body in the house, and the fact is that it's there is no danger. The CDC is very clear that there's no health risk. And if we slow down and we sit with what's happening and what has happened to our loved one and allow ourselves to figure out what has to be done piece by piece and allow people in the family to participate in that so that they invest in it and they're engaged in the death and what goes around it, things get done. There are no funeral police. Nobody's going to come and grab anybody away. But what's important is that the family just needs to slow down. You don't have to remove the body immediately. You can call your clergy member and ask for guidance and support. You can ask your neighbors. As I say, you can call home funeral guides or care support groups. There are a lot of places to go and ask for that kind of help. But the place we really need to go is just back to that, you know, that initial understanding that this is the way things have been done all along and there is nothing, you know, new under the sun. We can take care of it and we can ask for help.
Lee Webster there, director of the New Hampshire Funeral Resources Education and Advocacy Group. The group's website includes contact information for New Hampshire home funeral guides, funeral directors, and much more. There's a link to read it at wordofmouthradio.org.